Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are true stories,
sent in by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
How are we doing?
I'm alive. I don't want to say and well. If I sound like a dude today, it's because I have had a really bad sinus cold, and I'm still like an octave lower, I feel like.
A little bit, but not too much.
Yeah. It has kicked my trash.
Really?
When I get sick, my whole body just like falls apart. And I don't get – like I – and it, of course, just last week – and I didn't even say it out loud. I was like
– can't think it.
We have been so lucky this
don't
year.
Don't breathe it.
Like I haven't had one kid, I don't think, throw up through like cold and flu season.
Really?
And so I was thinking I'm in my brain. Like didn't even say it out loud.
Uh-oh.
What do you know? You know.
Yeah.
So anyway, if I sound – and if I'm not as funny today, I'll try my best, you guys, okay? So anyway, before we get into today's subject, Britt.
Yes.
Do you have any?
Someday you'll laugh about this moments. Do you have?
Yeah.
Okay, you do. Because I was like, sometimes when you like are ready to jump right in,
yeah,
that means you have one.
But I'm hesitant to share it.
Why?
Both for legal purposes and I'm just kidding. No, I feel like – so last week I was re-listening to the episode – and I was like, oh gosh, I felt cringe because I had talked about two times getting hit on
at the grocery store.
And so, I mean, you could look at me right now and be like, yeah, right. You know, I feel like absolute trash right now. But I had a situation happen that's just so funny. It's hard that like, it seems impossible not to share it on a Someday You'll Laugh About This moment.
Okay.
Last week, I was going to pick up my son from preschool and I had his friend that I was picking up and I was also bringing his friend home with us to play. And I had been working in my greenhouse. So today we're going to be talking about hobbies and interests that have kind of like become your personality.
Yeah.
And when Britt put that up, I was like, wow, I feel like that was targeted at me.
It wasn't.
Because my homesteading.
I just saw that video and I thought it was funny.
I'm just kidding. But anyway, I had been out in my greenhouse doing some planting and I literally had on – I'm just painting a picture for you because those days you're like, I am not – it's not cute.
No.
I was wearing biker shorts and a sweatshirt. I had socks on and my Crocs on. Well, I had my boots on. And then when I ran to pick up for preschool, I'm like, I'm not even getting out of my car. So I threw my Crocs on. Crocs with socks. Things I said I'd never do, right? No makeup.
Here we are.
You know, whatever. But on the way home, I'm like, you know what? I'm about to bring them home. And I kind of want to go right back out and let them play outside. And I'll just go back out and finish what I was doing. And so I think I'm going to grab them like some lunch. I am sitting there waiting for my food and I'm getting drinks at the little fountain drink thing. And so I'm kind of shuffling like two little boys and drinks. And there was kind of this group of high school kids around. And this boy comes up to fill up his drink too. And he sees me like tucking one in my arm and grabbing the other and putting lids on. And he so nicely was like, can I help you with something? And I said, oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
Thank you, young man.
Yeah, what a great young lad, you know? Like what a good...
The future generation is not hopeless.
No. And so I was like, wow, that was so sweet. I really feel like a lot of teenage boys would not just like notice a mom who needs help and say something. And this teenage girl like starts getting really, really close, like a part of this group to my face.
Weird.
And so I was like... what is that? Like they have no concept of personal space, these teenagers. And that happens quite often. Like they're just being silly and goofy. And I like turn over my shoulder and I realize it's one of my dancers that I teach.
Oh, okay.
She was purposefully like hovering like, over my shoulder.
Surprise. Hello.
And
hi,
then I was like,
me.
Oh my gosh, it's you. And we start laughing and all this stuff. I'm like, are these your friends? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, well, are you with that kid? And she's like, what kid? And I was like looking around for him and I was like, oh, that he was sitting at a table now. And I was like, oh, him. And I like pointed, you know, I was like, she's like, yeah, that's my friend. And I was like, did you like come here with him? She's like, yeah. And I said, well, he was so sweet. Like, it was so cute. I was trying to shuffle all my stuff and get everything put together. And
should date him.
I was like, yeah, it was kind of like that. Like, I was like, that was so cute that he like
offered
and noticed. And she's like, oh yeah, he's nice. She's like, his dad's a cop. So, and I was like, oh, well, okay. He's teaching him right. You know?
Yeah. He's all about public service.
Maybe. So he's probably seen his dad go out of his way to do some nice things, I'm guessing. So anyway, I said, see you at dance tonight. She's like, I won't be there. But I was like, oh, okay, see ya. So I go to dance to teach that night. And her good friend is also in the class. Mm-hmm. And she walks up to me and she goes, so you know that boy you thought was cute at Old Gristmill?
No.
And I was like,
what?
Wait, what?
No such words
came out of my mouth. And she's like, well, he thinks you're hot.
I'm like, no. This is not a back and forth. This is not a back and forth.
This is exactly.
This is not. I was like,
whoa. Wait. I never said he was cute. And then I felt like I was in 13 going on 30.
Yes.
When she's like, I actually came over here because I think you're really cute. Like, I had that like scene flash in my head and I was like, no. I didn't say he was cute. And then
he
felt
being cute.
It was so cute that he did that. Like, whoa, hold on. And then all of a sudden I'm like, his dad's a cop. I'm like, I am getting freaking arrested. I've just been waiting. And I go home to my husband because I actually had come home from the interaction. Uh-huh. And I was like, there's some hope in these youths.
Going on and on about this boy.
No, I just came home and had said, there's some hope in these youths. Like, we need to make sure we're raising kids that are like going to do that for people.
Right.
Helpful, you know, that was citizens. So nice. And then so then I come home from dance. I'm like, so turns out.
You were giving him rave reviews.
Turns out. Hilarious. And my husband's like so non-reactive about stuff like this. He's like, teenage boys are weird. I'm like, weird? So you're saying I'm not hot? And he's like, I'm just saying. I'm like, I know. I'm a 36-year-old mom. Like, not hot. And I, again, Crocs and socks, biker shorts, sweatshirt.
Young
having
children.
Worked in the garden. Two young kids. But I was dying and I have just replayed it in my head. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how did
you keep
the wires...
waiting for Officer Duncan to come knocking at your door.
How did the wires get so crossed? I said, oh, your friend, he was being so cute and offering. Next thing I know, some girlfriend, and it becomes, you know that boy you thought was cute at Old Gristmill?
Oh,
he says you're hot.
You can't say anything.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, here we are. We say our thoughts and feelings for like an hour straight every single week. Haven't been canceled yet. This might be the day. I don't know.
This might be it. Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Holy.
Is that not the funniest thing?
I hope Officer Duncan is listening to this so he gets the whole story.
So the whole dance, like all my hours of teaching, I was just dying. I'm like, you guys, I'm dying.
Well, did you explain it to that girl?
Yes. And she was just giggling. She's like, okay, yeah, whatever. The kid that was like, that you were talking to so-and-so about.
That kid that you were
like
flirting
with? And I was like, regardless, like, no hotness, no nothing. Just, I was complimenting his character. That's all.
That's also very funny.
Is that not terrible?
Not gonna lie. Holy moly. Okay. Well, so the topic we put out there today,
yes.
I found this video on Instagram of this girl that said, that person you know that just started gardening. And it was this girl that was like,
farm to table. No, I'm just kidding.
It was this girl that was like, oh, hi, sorry, I look a mess. I've been outside in my garden all morning. Wait, do you garden?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I forgot to even leave my gardening gloves in my car. Uh-huh. I'm a silly gardening goose. Like, just way over the top.
Yeah.
But it's happened to all of us. Yeah. And we also all know somebody who it's happened to.
Right.
And you're probably thinking of them right now in your mind.
And it doesn't totally bother
me. And it's not just gardening. It's everything.
A lot of times because I am just like happy that they found their passion.
If it's good.
Yeah.
If it's not hitting on teenage boys at fast food, then it's good.
It was a fast food, okay? It was a fresh bakery sandwich, okay? Just so we're clear. I know. So anyway, it's all good. And I love, we asked like, for your specific, what's something you have become kind of impassioned about or obsessed with that is now your personality. And I love the self-awareness. I love that everyone's like, listen, it's fine.
Right.
I understand. I'm really into this now and it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I've gone through phases, you know?
I think that's what they are. It's about the phases.
Yes.
Rarely do you meet someone who that has been their personality from the start of when you met them.
Yeah, true.
You know.
But I mean, for instance, you got into crocheting for a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not like I felt like it was your whole personality.
Uh-huh.
But like you were homemaking a lot of gifts at that time. And now like I have not seen you pick up a hook in years. Have you made anything?
I have. I was attempting Christmas stockings.
Oh.
So I was going to – like last year.
Okay.
And then I thought my mantle already has a lot of decorations. I don't want it to be cluttered.
Okay.
And so I stopped at like 3/4 of a stocking.
Okay.
And it's sitting upstairs in my laundry room.
So it's a slipper.
Yeah. So maybe I should just next year for gift ideas.
But you would like
crochet
and
slippers.
I'm not saying this is bad. I'm just saying every baby shower you'd make.
I would make them like a hat.
Uh-huh. And then like most girl gifts, you made me a beanie and you
or
made
like a
me
headband.
Like a headband with like the flower on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was like those were the big thing. Those crochet.
Right. Well, and I feel like I went more out of style. So I guess I was like, I can't just continue to make these things for people that they are not going to wear.
But there are some people that do that.
Yes.
Like, that get
so
to
I
be
think
grandma
where...
age and they're like, no, this is still a skill. This is still something I want to give or share.
Right.
And
but like a crocheted blanket will never go out of style.
Yeah.
But right. I think I was like, oh, these headbands are out of style.
Right.
And it's a lot time consuming. I have multiple kids now. So I just knew when to say when.
Well, and this is why I bring up this point of like, I'm just glad you have this, because this listener said she started having kids and now being a mom is her entire personality.
Right.
She said, I find myself saying things like potty and owie, even if the kids aren't with her.
Absolutely.
And if ever they're out and about, even without the kids, you best believe that she has fruit snacks and Band-Aids in her purse.
Well, you're not going to just take them out for one outing.
No.
You got to keep them in there.
But maybe she has like a going out bag versus her diaper bag. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I still got to put some Band-Aids in there.
Yeah. Well, in case
like I said,
hungry.
I will die on this hill. I carry wet wipes still. There's some in my car. My kid was all syrupy handy. In the car and I took care of that.
They're handy.
I will never not carry wet wipes.
It's good. I don't.
I love it.
I would not consider myself the most prepared mom. Like, I'm not a hot mess, but I did not carry a bag with all the things.
I have a bag of all the things.
Right.
I don't know why. I mean, mm-hmm. I do, but like, I just have a lot of things. I have like, I'm like, who needs Tylenol? Who needs mm-hmm. Band-Aids? I'm that mom.
And I'm the mom that's like, who has Tylenol? Who has Band-Aids? And so it's great.
Oh,
it's
how the turntable.
It's a symbiotic relationship, just as nature intended. I don't understand why it's a problem.
I was like, anybody need an EpiPen? Anybody need?
You don't even have kids with allergies, but you've
right.
got one.
I have an EpiPen. but I am just coming out of this phase. We've talked about this, where being a mom was like my only thing. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Like, you lose yourself for a little while. And that's kind of where you put all your passion, because you have to, because you're literally making sure someone survives.
It's all encompassing.
And I am starting to, where my youngest is about to go to kindergarten, all of a sudden I'm like discovering things I like again.
Right.
Like, I started painting recently and I love it. And when I start, it's hard for me to put that brush down. And I am taking golf lessons with some girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I'll like it, but I'm going to try.
Wait, haven't you already taken one?
I am starting tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah, with my head cold.
We get the pre-golf camp anticipation energy from you.
There's not a lot because of this head cold. I'm worried it's going to throw off my swing.
what are you wearing?
I did buy, like, I was like, okay, it's one of those, it's a fine line, because you don't want to show up looking like you're trying too hard.
Right.
With like a real legit fit. But I don't really want to show up also looking like a total
novice.
Noob.
Yeah.
And so I did buy a polo.
Cute.
Carrie Underwood's fitness line makes the cute golf polos.
Okay.
And
I do not own a polo, so I would be right. struggling.
And my husband's like, listen, I see people golf in jeans. Like, it's whatever.
Right.
You want to wear leggings, like, it's fine. I'm like, I know. I feel like I don't want to show up in a graphic tee. Like, I just feel like I want a little something looking a little more golfy. Also just an excuse to buy something cute. but anyway, so I do feel like a lot of us get that way, where our whole personality and everything we have to contribute is motherhood, is stuff to do with moms. Mm-hmm.
So then when you find something that you can be psyched about, you're extra psyched.
Yes. Yes.
Extra psyched.
And so, because you're finding yourself again. Mm-hmm. Because I remember moving into new places and, you know, in our church, they would put out a little questionnaire being like, what are your interests and hobbies and what do you love and all mm-hmm. this stuff, just so they could get to know you.
Yeah.
And I remember like crying one time because everything was, I used to, like, I was like, well, I used to
teach this thing, or I used to dance.
I used to dance. Uh-huh. I used to sing. I used to yoga. Uh-huh. Like, there was a time when like I yoga.
I'm
going
to quote Modern Family, used to, saddest words in any language.
Is that Phil?
It's Javier.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Because you know how Gloria's ex, Javier.
Yes.
And he's like showing, what's the dad's name? Gosh,
Jay?
She's showing Jay his motorcycle. And he's like, I used to have one of these. Or I used to always want one of these. Or I used to, you know, get together with guys on these. And he's like, used to. It's the saddest words in any language.
Yeah.
I'm like, Javier, dang it. You're right. You're not right about a lot of things, but you're right about that, Javier.
But I remember crying, filling out that questionnaire, because I was like, well, but if somebody asks me right now to like do it, I haven't done it in a long time. Mm-hmm. And so I started finding hobbies I could do while I was a mom.
Right.
So baking, sewing. Mm-hmm. Which I know sounds probably all these feminists out here are probably screaming, but things that I still could do while.
Logistically, it makes sense.
Like, I couldn't go away for days at a time, you know? And I see all these funny things where the girls are like, I'm going golfing, quote,
right?
Because it's going to take 6 hours. So I'm going to go golfing and I'll be back in 6 hours.
Right.
And it's going to be hard to reach me on the course, you know? And so
I think my phone. I don't want to mess up anybody's concentration.
Yes. As women specifically, that can be very easy to fall into. And I don't think it's a bad thing. Just know that it, that you will find something
it's
again.
It's a time and a season for
so
all the
for
all
now,
of it.
Embrace the Band-Aid fruit snacks in your bag.
Right.
Know that you're a good mom. Find little moments to find little bits of yourself again.
Mm-hmm.
And then your time will come.
Right. Well, I'll read one that a listener submitted because it kind of goes along with that.
Yeah.
She says, group fitness has become her personality. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm not proud that it's her identity.
Yeah.
It's just the only thing she does besides work and being a mom.
Yeah.
I don't know what she does for work, but group fitness is work.
Yeah.
That's part of my work.
I would say there's definitely worse things.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about when you teach a fitness class, you have to promote it because you want people to show up. So it you
have to put it on your Instagram. Yeah. You want people to show up because class energy is so much better with more people. Because mm-hmm. nothing is worse. And I've been there tons of times when there are four people and you're like, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
And you're like, how are we doing? You know, mid-workout. And when there's four people, they're not going to be like, woo.
Yeah. But it's hard because you're like, I don't want to be that girl that everyone's like, eye roll. She's mm-hmm. talking about high fit again or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I say go for it.
Right.
But, you know, if that's your outlet.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing. Once again, it's not hitting on teenage boys. So that's the last time I'll do it.
I'm sweating thinking about it.
You know, it's a positive thing.
Right.
High fit is fun or whatever you do.
Yep. Okay, well, speaking of, we talked about your crocheting for a while. This listener said she is really into crocheting.
Nice.
She's in college.
Cute.
So it's not like
a typical college hobby.
No, and it's gone so far as she has started a weekly crocheting circle with other college girls.
You know what? If there's other people who are willing to ride this train,
yeah,
then I'd say
you found your people.
Take off from the station and have some fun.
It's wonderful. If there's one thing I've learned about these hobbies, there is a market and there is a group and there is a crowd for everything. Mm-hmm. And you'd be shocked. You'd be like, that sounds so niche. And then you mm-hmm. find out there's a convention for it or there's something for uh-huh. it or there's a YouTube channel for it.
Listen, there are college students around the United States of America doing a lot more harmful things than crocheting.
I can think of worse things.
Yeah. So I'd say crochet till your little hearts are content. Yeah. And that's cute.
She said that it has gotten to the point now, though, where she really pays attention to the Hobby Lobby sales.
Okay.
And, you know, 30% off, she's there buying yarn. Mm-hmm. And she gets really excited about different yarns.
Yes.
Different projects.
Mm-hmm.
And, but again, at least you're not just sitting in your room alone doing it. Right. You are doing it
with your comrades.
Right.
Your crochet comrades.
Yes. They should call their crochet circle that. The crocheting comrades.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Or crocheting co-eds.
Co-eds.
Here's a few ideas for your club.
Right.
You know?
You're welcome. I say embrace it.
I know.
Everybody thinks that it's like a grandma thing.
Right.
Sewing, crocheting, knitting, it's a dying art. And I have seen so many people post on Facebook being like, does anybody know somebody who can alter
this thing for me?
You know, I feel like we should all still know how to sew on a button and hem something.
Uh huh.
And we've all lost it. And then when times get tough, you can't find anybody. Because pretty soon, because nobody cares about that anymore, there's nowhere to outsource it to.
But if you run across, if you're a fellow college kid.
Yes.
And you're wanting to make friends with another college kid and they're like, let me tell you about my club called the Crocheting Coeds.
Right.
I mean, are you going to be turned off or are you going to be curious?
Curious.
Okay. I like it.
But I'm a curious person.
Right.
If
you got a catchy name.
Yeah.
And it's more than one person club.
Yeah.
Then I'll show up. Are there snacks?
And all right. And also, I am never opposed to just showing up and being a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm not even participating. There's a book club in my neighborhood. I like a lot all of the women in this book mm-hmm. club.
Do you ever just show up?
No, because I haven't read the books. But I would not be opposed to that. Like
maybe
because
you should
they're
just go.
Fun.
Uh-huh.
But they all really do discuss the books. Like my mom has a book club where they actually just watch The Bachelor, but they just call it book club because it sounds a little bit more legit.
When it's off season, it's Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
But yeah, they should just call it watching ABC Network Club.
Reading is something I have not been able to just like get hungry for.
Uh-huh. When I was in that book club though, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I haven't been able to do it basically since. But audiobooks,
I think I've been getting,
I'm into.
I think I have like propelled my brain into ADHD. Like – because I have to be like listening.
So many distractions.
I can do book on tape. Like, or book on tape. How old am I? I can do audiobooks.
Actually, you can't now. They are unavailable.
It's like, tape? Where do you get those? I can do an audiobook.
Yeah.
Because I have to be multitasking. Mm-hmm. And I should learn to really like find a passion for reading.
I need to learn to relax. Yeah. Maybe that should be my new hobby.
Yeah, you do. That would be a good hobby for you. There's no
relaxing.
Chill.
Oh, side note. I got to go listen to Dwight Schrute speak the other night.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
It was really good.
Was he funny?
We were worried. Yes.
Yes.
We were worried because, I don't know, sometimes with celebrities,
yeah,
you never know what you're going to get as far as what kind of message they're going to deliver.
Yeah, Danny Glover did mine, and it was not a good talk. Uh-huh,
but no, Rainn Wilson was great.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
And I got front row seats. It was awesome.
Wow. Did you just flash your press badge?
Well, yeah, they had press seating, so I got
to
go.
It was really fun. And I didn't get a call? Did you take your husband instead?
I did. I brought Spencer, and I had to call ahead. I had to call ahead asking if I could bring a plus one.
Yeah.
You know, because Spencer's not going to have a press badge.
Right.
So I had to be like, he's going
to. How hard would it be to make one? Does anybody have a lamination machine?
No, they weren't super strict with me. Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to be like humble brag. Maybe that's my new personality is I'm a news reporter. Is it?
Maybe.
Is it that I'm like, oh, guess what story I just did?
Right.
It kind of is. I have a lot of irons in the fire.
Yes, you do.
But I do talk about being a news reporter a lot, I guess, and a podcaster probably.
Well, it ties in.
Uh-huh.
So, because nothing is worse than, like, this person said their hobby that has become their personality is vegan diet and CrossFit. I'm like, oh, both?
Oh, gosh. Now, you guys, we're trying to be kind here. No, but here's the problem is I think, you know how I said at the beginning, we all know someone who's whatever has become their whole personality.
Yeah.
Those two things really do.
They occupy a lot of
conversation
in social settings. Yeah.
So you know what? It's great. I wish that I could just bust out. Allison's shaking your head. No, you don't wish.
Pry my bacon out of my dead cold hands. Like vegan? No, no,
no. I wish. I don't know. Maybe more. I could be like a cleaner eater. You know, like I could be like on the road.
Yeah.
To being that.
Yeah.
But I probably won't take that exit.
Right.
But I'm on the highway of better eating.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't feel like I'm a terrible eater. And here's the thing. I have never been like an extremist. And some uh-huh. and those are more extreme things. Type things. Yeah. And so if she's doing both, this listener's doing both, she probably just has more of a propensity. Is that the word?
Sure.
For like making drastic changes. Mm-hmm. And I've always
Being all in.
Yeah, all in on things. I've always been just like a little more middle-of-a-road kind of gal.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's something I just don't connect with personally. Mm-hmm. And cheese.
Oh, yeah. It'd be really hard. When I thought I had to be dairy-free, it was painful.
Yeah. It's like on the I'm Mom So Hard. I'm always going to look like somebody who likes cheese because
I'm
like
somebody
cheese.
That likes cheese.
Yeah.
It's like that meme that's like, I'm going to always have the body type of someone that doesn't refuse a cookie if you offer it to me.
Because I like don't refuse a cookie
when you offer it to me.
But good on you. I hope that you have felt amazing. And I just think it is – so it can be really overwhelming. And again, mm-hmm. so you go out to eat with this friend.
It's stressful.
That is a vegan. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And mm-hmm. so, that's why it becomes your whole personality because
what are your vegan options?
Options, your food choices, where you're going to the store, where you're going to eat with friends and family. So, but happy for you. If you feel great, your inflammation's probably down. Way to go. you're probably uh-huh. ripped fuel.
What about the CrossFit of it all?
I have a lot of friends at CrossFit. I went and did CrossFit. I actually think I could like CrossFit. I like weight training.
I did CrossFit once and my legs were so sore.
Yeah.
And I work out a lot.
Right.
And I was like, whoa. So I'm not saying CrossFit's bad.
But we're happy for you if cashew cheese is working for you.
Uh-huh.
I ate vegan cheese once and I couldn't get it out of my mouth. Like it just coated my whole mouth. And I was like, how do I swallow this?
So I had this cute neighbor that had me over for like a brunch and she's like, you should try this hot chocolate.
Mm.
She's like, it's all natural. It's made from organic and healthy ingredients.
Red flag.
It was made from... I love hot chocolate, but the good kind.
It was not Swiss Miss.
No. And it was made from cashews uh-huh. and dates. Mm. And I felt like Sandra Bullock on Miss Congeniality, who's like, hot.
Yeah. Listen, I can't get over the dates.
The dates were what was supposed to make it sweet.
But all it tastes like is raisins.
Right. It was juice. It was raisin water.
Yeah, raisin
water.
Raisin water. And people, dates are so hot as far as sweetening things right now. And I'm like, I don't know how you get past that. Mm-hmm. They haven't been eating regular sugar long enough to be like, I haven't ever gotten to that point where I've been like.
I've never been off sugar so much. Hot date water is like, yes, hitting the spot.
Yeah.
And you guys, I think the Jets are just going to be a part of this episode. I'm sorry.
They demand
attention. They demand to be heard.
Yes. All right. Well, we should get to our next one. On the same, you know, in the same vein.
Okay.
We love veins. Yeah. As what we're talking about, Peloton.
Okay.
She says she has multiple Peloton, like, shirts.
She has, the merch.
Yeah,
she
the merch to go with it.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't heard as much about Peloton. When Peloton came out, it was like everybody's Christmas wish list.
Yeah.
And
that commercial worked well.
Well, but then it backfired.
But then the one. So they had ones where people were getting Pelotons for Christmas.
Yeah.
And people were like, wow, I guess if I don't get a Peloton for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be a
fat lazy son of a
loser.
Yeah. But that.
Just give up.
So you probably heard the controversy about the Peloton commercial.
Right.
This was a very thin woman already and her husband got her a Peloton. And so everybody was like in the comments coming in hot.
Uh-huh.
Being like.
Blink if you're okay, Peloton girl.
Yes. And so then what was funny was Ryan Reynolds has a alcohol line.
He had the girl.
He had the girl. And it was like she was out with her friends and she was breaking up with her husband and realizing that he was a jerk.
And she's like, I really needed this drink.
Yeah. But again, I think as a mom, it's hard, you know, hard to break away to get to the gym sometimes. And so,
if you've got your Peloton at home.
And you're interacting with people like on Peloton, aren't you? I don't have one.
Well, I don't have one either. So at least it's supposed to feel like you're in this a class.
And apparently they hire the funnest teachers. Mm-hmm. My neighbor was telling me about
what's his name?
Cody,
on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
Cody something, right? Mm-hmm. He has blown up famous because he's so fun. My neighbor's mm-hmm. I take every one of his classes, you know? And so I don't think it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I didn't know you could wear Peloton hats, Peloton shirts. And she does.
That listener sent in a picture of Joey Tribbiani. When he pretends that Ferrari is his. Was it Ferrari? Or a Porsche?
Maybe it's
a Porsche. And he got so much great attention just by standing by a Porsche that he started being like, I'm going to be a Porsche guy.
Yeah.
So he gets a Porsche fanny pack.
Right.
And a Porsche hat and stood by that car whenever he could.
Yeah.
And then the car went away. So he got some cardboard boxes and put a Porsche car cover over it so that people would think that it was still the Porsche and he was wearing all the Porsche gear.
Right.
So yeah, sometimes you get really great feedback or you feel really amped about something and so you lean in and then it does become
your personality.
It becomes you. So this one made me laugh. She said she homeschools and she knows it's become her whole personality.
Mm-hmm.
I say congratulations for
being more ambitious than me.
Being better than the rest of us.
Yeah. I know this person. It was so funny because we were messaging back and forth and I was like, by the way, this prompt was put up by Britt, not me, because she has talked to me face to face about homeschooling and she's like, and we had literally maybe a day or two before talked about it. And so I was like,
FYI, this is not me coming at you.
She was like, not me the other night, talking your ear off about it. I was like, my sister was the one that posted this prompt, not me. So just in case you thought
this was about you.
Yes. And she just wanted to emphasize, she feels so impassioned about it. And obviously she's doing a ton of research and, a ton. And so we all have people in our lives that are just passionate researchers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just is coming, it's flowing from them.
Yeah. They're like, what else am I going to talk about? It's all I think about.
Right. And so she is shifting over to homeschooling and she's talking about it. It doesn't bother me. I'm fine to listen and mm-hmm. talk about it. And I don't think I will weigh the pros and cons with her and it's totally fine. But it's funny when people start to get where they're like, oh, you chose that school. And then you start being like, I can't because they're making me feel bad about sending my kid to public school.
Right.
Or charter school or whatever it is you're choosing. And so I think that's what she's worried about.
Mm-hmm.
So. And that's why you join Facebook groups. It's good. There's a Facebook group for everything. I saw somebody post the other day that they are part of a Facebook group that is called It's Free or It Costs Nothing. And people literally post stuff they just want to get rid of for free.
Uh-huh.
And they said, my wife had someone come and pick up 2 granola bars that we didn't want anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So there's a Facebook group for everything. I am on a Facebook group for chickens. I am on a Facebook group for fibroids. I am on a Facebook group I was on a Facebook group for LDS primary choristers.
Oh, yeah.
For ideas. So that is a good place if you are feeling impassioned about something.
And you're noticing that at family gatherings or at neighborhood whatever.
People are avoiding
you. People are, yeah, or maybe the crowd is starting to dissipate. You've broken eye contact with them so they can back away.
Right. Then maybe it's time for you to join that group.
Yeah, and then focus all that whatever energy into that group. And then you can talk about anything else that tickles your fancy elsewhere.
You're just going to be in this big echo chamber of your beliefs.
But it is tough because you're like, wait, what else do I talk about?
Yeah.
So there's, you know, Pinterest, some icebreakers, you know, some icebreak conversation starters.
But I, for some reason, have never, like I said, I'm a middle of the road kind of gal. So I've never, besides NSYNC, become totally fanatical about something. Mm-hmm. And I do think we've talked about this before. There's some people that have more of that personality that they just are all in on things. So like, I'm not one
it's
to
great.
Like,
they're very loyal.
Yeah.
Loyal friends.
You know, I might buy a shirt. We hiked Angel's Landing. Britt bought me an Angel's Landing shirt. I wear it. Mm-hmm. I'm not making my whole personality about Angel's Landing. I'm not posting about a ton.
You should. You had a brush with death.
Yeah.
So maybe you should start making it more of your personality.
I should.
You deserve it.
I should
it.
Monetize that.
You deserve it. No, I know. I'm like, I always have a million things happening.
Yeah.
And so I don't have one thing that I focus on. Maybe people would call that a coping mechanism for deteriorating mental health.
Yeah.
I call it being a great conversationalist. You're welcome, society.
Well, and my husband's a hobbyist. I call him a hobbyist because he has a lot of hobbies and he likes them all.
Right.
He hunts, he fishes, he golfs, he gardens. He's big into this greenhouse right now. Like, that's the other woman right now. It's a he shed. I like being in there too. I mean, we like doing it together, you know, but he...
That's what he should.
He goes all in. He smokes.
Do you want me
meats.
To make him a sign that
he
says that?
He smokes meats. Your husband just got a smoker.
Uh-huh.
How's it been? I heard the ribs were bad. He told me. He said it, not
they
me.
They were good. And I said, listen, it's not going to be – it takes some practice.
Yes.
It's just –
it's an art form.
It is. It takes some practice. And so don't beat yourself up over a couple of dry ribs.
Yeah.
You know?
So he was texting my husband being like – what did I do wrong?
And he's then just
like,
out.
He told me this. And Addie was like laughing so hard because he's like picturing it. And Spencer said, mom sat down to eat them later. And because everyone kept being like, they're good. They're fine. Uh-huh. They're fine. And then my mom went to eat them and she's like, no, Spencer, they're good. And I guess he was like, quit lying, Karen. Like, they're not good. They're not. Like, don't patronize me. And I'm that way too.
Where and he's like, I can still taste the over paprika ribs in my mouth a week later. I'm like, just, you're fine.
This
you're fine.
This, you know, this is my new saying. It's you have to be willing to be bad at something before you can be good at it. Something.
You got
to
walk before you can run.
Yes. And so that's the thing here is you have to learn to be okay with being bad at it and just doing it for fun because you'll become okay at it or good at it maybe eventually. Mm-hmm. This listener said her husband started jeeping.
Jeeping. Okay. Jeeps are like a community. Did you know there's like a sign? I think there's a hand sign.
Like a hand signal?
Yeah. Let me look
like
it up.
Like a gang sign?
Yeah. But for Jeep owners.
Is it like just the J in sign language?
Or they like do a special wave. Or no. Maybe it's just like if you are a Jeep driver, you have to wave to other Jeeps on the road.
Oh, like even on the freeway.
Yeah.
Even on this down the regular road, not off the trail.
Right. Like if you see another Jeep. And specifically Jeep Wranglers, I believe.
Oh, okay. They flash the West Side sign for Wrangler.
Yes, the W.
Yeah.
It's going to get you in a lot of trouble, but your Jeep gang should be backing you up. And they've got four-wheel drive.
So just flash it to anybody.
Drive as far as you can into the mountains until those lowriders can't follow you no more.
Right.
Oh, okay. So I was right on both counts. Not to brag. Okay. No, it's saying, if you've ever been a proud owner of a Jeep, particularly the Wrangler or the CJ, you're likely familiar.
CJ?
That's a good question.
Cherokee something?
Sure.
Okay.
You're likely familiar with the Jeep wave. This symbol of camaraderie ranges from a simple elevation of a finger or two above the dashboard to a full-fledged five-finger wave outside the driver's window.
Oh.
And you're supposed to give it to each other.
Okay.
And there's even like stickers you can get that says like the Jeep wave.
Okay. Wow.
So
learn something new every day. But she said her husband, this listener said her husband has three Jeeps now.
Whoa.
And now I think he's like helping others
accumulate these Jeeps.
Yes. And like maybe fix them up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
Men have the most expensive hobbies.
I know you're like, I've started watercoloring. Guess what that costs? Water and a trip to Hobby Lobby. And it was
40%
off. And that
lasts a long
time. Oh, yeah. I haven't gotten one additional.
Yeah. Mine's do you know how many going. Shotguns? rifles, stands.
Well, something smokers, clothing. The ribs, yeah. The salmon.
And I'm always like, I need a more expensive hobby that takes me away for 4 days.
Shopping?
Right. But then that people think that's frivolous and it's uh-huh. like, it ain't. It ain't. So don't
Let
feel bad,
tell you
girl
about
whose
frivolity.
Husband has three Jeeps.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I hope you find that expensive hobby because I'm still looking.
No, if we had three, yeah, I would be like appalled if we had three Jeeps.
Well, I even went to buy my golf clubs and mom was like, just borrow mine. And I'm like, my husband has spent
so much money
on
hunting,
his hobbies,
golfing.
And his things. Mm-hmm. I want my own golf clubs. But then I went to buy them and I was like, ooh, I don't need ones that expensive. I was like, because I don't
actually,
even know
Mom,
if I'm going to like this.
Does the offer still stand, Mom?
So I did buy some, but they're not like top of the line.
Yeah.
Like I bought decent ones because we got to make sure I like it first.
Right.
But us women,
the resale value.
Women feel bad about spending money on themselves a lot of times. Some don't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have.
What about going to the spa?
I have decided that like getting a massage or getting nails, I can call it a hobby and I don't need to feel bad.
My hobby is looking pretty.
Obviously, wearing Crocs and socks to the sandwich store.
If you could see my outfit right now.
Same. We should have asked this question, and we've done an episode similar to this. We should have asked people, have they ever pretended to like a hobby to just be friends with people or to like get someone's attention?
I have a feeling that I might be playing some pickleball matches this summer. And it's not like I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm just not into it.
Right.
And I'm okay for someone who's played four times. You know? I was about to say I'm okay at it. That's not right.
Britt got mad because I like yelled at her when we were playing pickleball. And it became this thing. And Britt's
focus
like,
up.
Britt's like, I'm not the only one messing up. And I was like, but you're on my team. So that's what I care about.
But you were messing up too.
Not as much as you. And I wasn't dancing around
Someone
to the music.
Someone has to bring the energy, okay?
I was bringing the pickleball energy. This listener said grad school has become her personality.
Okay.
And she said, I love that everyone will just like readily admit. She
right,
said,
yeah.
She's like, I talk about it nonstop. I'm so annoying. She said, I blame everything on it. Don't want to go to family gatherings. Don't want to clean or cook. I have school. How can I be bothered?
Yeah.
With these everyday life things. But also like no one's holding a gun to your head
to
go to
grad school.
This was a choice.
But I would, if I had grad school happening in my life, I would blame a lot of things on it.
Right. Which is why I don't go.
Having no money.
Yeah.
Tuition's a lot for those higher degrees.
Yeah. Hopefully that means you're going to make
a lot of money.
A lot more money because you went to grad school.
And you can blame that on grad school too. So this listener, we were talking about the book club earlier.
Yeah.
So this listener has gotten super into reading. Mm-hmm. She is in 4 book clubs.
Talk about grad school. She should just be in grad school. Like it would take that much time.
But what books? You can't read YA reading. Romance fiction. Young adult romance fiction in grad school.
Okay.
No, how could you keep 4 different books straight each month if that's kind of like the typical?
All of a sudden you're like discussing it and everyone's like, wait, what's she talking about? She's like crisscrossed all the plot lines and
like,
characters.
She's so smart. Like I didn't even catch that underlying plot.
Right.
Or she didn't even read that book. But honestly, how could you keep those plots straight?
Yes.
So she's got to be dedicated.
And this listener, I'm reading more of her submission. She said, her husband couldn't care less about reading, and she's always talking about all the books to him. And she tries over and over again, like, read this with me. Mm-hmm. And on their road trips, she makes him listen to the latest audiobook. And she brings it up at work with friends. So what is everyone reading? Have you read any good books lately?
The problem is like, I would have nothing to contribute.
I'd be like, nope.
Yeah.
Have I listened to any podcasts lately?
Right.
Yep. Have I watched?
Podcasts can be part of my personality, quite honestly.
No. But I think reading's great. It's great for your brain. You're probably not going to get dementia at that rate of what you're reading.
No, but I think podcasts, not only having a podcast, but listening to podcasts has definitely become a good chunk of my personality.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a topic will be brought up and I'll say, okay, well, I was listening to this podcast and they said da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
Oh, I was listening to this podcast and da-da-da-da-da.
Not long ago, I was really into documentaries. I still love a good docuseries.
You've mentioned your docuseries on the podcast quite a bit.
Correct. I was going to say correct and right. And it was correct. And so I have been guilty of that. Where someone, I don't know a lot. I know a little about a lot of things. I'm not one to dive all into trains or whatever. But I know a little bit about a lot of things. So I feel like I can like dive in. Uh-huh. Oh, I watched this documentary about whales. And did you know? And then it's like, that's about where it ends.
A couple of fun facts.
Or the I made you watch that. free diving documentary. Do you remember?
Yes.
And you were like, this is stressing me out.
Yeah.
Because she died.
Yeah. Well, and they would come up unconscious quite often.
And like be like seizing. And Britt was like really stressed about it.
And then, yeah, at the end, they die.
Yeah.
So not great.
But I know a little about free diving now. Just a little bit. Enough to, if someone's talking about it, I can, at a dinner party, I can chime in. This listener said, she doesn't know if there's anything cringy that she does, but she has gotten really into baking. Listen, nobody hates that hobby.
Everyone loves it.
Because we all reap the benefits
uh-huh.
of that. And she said, it's felt like it's totally changed her personality.
Mm-hmm.
She's constantly buying baking supplies, and she makes some kind of bread or cinnamon rolls at least once a week.
So that's the thing. Like, golfing versus baking, everybody's reaping the rewards.
Yes.
The diabetes.
No, but you can't.
You guys know I said it like that probably, as a joke, right?
Diabetes. They're probably dropping these off at a neighbor's house every now and
yeah.
then. They're probably bringing them to girls' night, to some kind of function.
To bring it to work.
My kids, like, their favorite thing is when they walk in and I have made banana bread or
something.
Or my artisan bread. And they're like, it smells so good in here. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody loves somebody who's bringing a baked good.
So absolutely.
You're bettering the world.
Yeah.
And
you're making a lot of friends.
My husband started getting into sourdough. And, you know, I have baked bread for a long time, not sourdough, but I've done like an artisan bread. And
right. And he does have a lot of hobbies.
I'll do rolls and stuff. And he's like, this is like therapy, sitting here working this dough. It really, mm-hmm. really is. And then watching it rise. It's like so satisfying. That beginning product of just nothing to that. It's very satisfying.
Someone wrote in and said they've become obsessed with sourdough.
Oh.
And it's become part of their personality.
Yes.
And
some people are starting businesses
she's
now.
She's like, I know it's cliche because everyone was getting into sourdough and
yeah.
is now like a sourdough connoisseur or whatever.
But
she was like, I started an Instagram page.
Oh, goes, yeah.
That was short-lived.
How passionate are you?
Right. But yeah, it's like that's kind of the sign that like something has become part of your personality
yeah.
is when you're like, okay, I'm starting an Instagram page. Mm-hmm. I am talking to everybody about
right.
it. That's fine. But it's hard to keep up with.
Well, and if you're not getting the likes and the feedback that you're hoping, mm-hmm. that can be a real
buzzkill.
Yeah. To your self-esteem. This listener, I actually know who she is. And she says baking macarons, uh-huh. macarons mm-hmm. has become her personality. She started a business now.
We should have her teach a class.
Yeah, it would be fun
uh-huh.
as
they're
a dessert.
They're so cute.
But they're so cute. The colors are so cute. Uh-huh. She decorates them really cute. She makes them for all these events.
Upscale fancy.
Yeah.
You know, if you show up. And I mean, honestly, nothing beats a good chocolate chip cookie. But if you show up with like a platter of beautifully arranged, color-coordinated macarons.
People are like, ooh.
Yeah, you're going to get the peanut gallery
right.
commenting.
Right.
It's something to write home about.
Also, when you do something and you all of a sudden discover you're good at it.
It's great.
It's hard to not make it a big part of your personality.
Right.
And I say take that to the bank. And even if you don't start a business, take it to that self-esteem bank.
Okay. Well, and it looks like we've had multiple people bringing up Taylor Swift.
Okay. As this has
become
part
of
their
new personality trait.
Okay.
Or their obsession has taken over a lot of their conversations.
Moms, like in their 30s and 40s,
uh-huh.
are like resonating with it because they're not –
I think that's why they're writing in. They're like, this is a little bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
This is a little bit embarrassing that I do deep dives.
Well, yeah, because this listener said she has wasted too much time YouTubing about her life and her relationships, and she feels a little uncomfortable being able to decode her lyrics and educate people about her, and it's a big waste of her focus.
Sometimes you just need an outlet.
Yeah.
You know, I did a little
guilty.
Distraction.
I've been guilty of going down the rabbit hole of like, celebrity things or Instagram things or influencer things. I've mm-hmm. perused Reddit a time or
wasted
two.
Wasted a lot of time. But you know what? I heard Mindy Kaling once say, if you love wasting time, is it really wasting it? If you love it, you know?
There you go. There you go.
If you're doing something you love.
But is this a coping mechanism for avoiding? Are you avoiding? Are you avoiding what you should be facing?
We all love a little bit of drama that's not ours,
oh,
but
yeah.
that you can kind of get like – in on.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift is ripe.
Yes.
She's ripe for the picking as far as this goes.
Totally.
So I think that's where it all lies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's all a lot of these hobbies rolled in one. It's your romance novel.
Yeah,
that you could decode. It's your mystery romance novel.
Mm-hmm.
And
set to a
music.
Catchy tune.
Yeah.
They're catchy.
So I think that therein lies the appeal for these people who are our age
right.
that are really getting deep in.
Yeah. Okay, because yeah, we had multiple listeners be like, I am in the Taylor Swift situation.
Yeah.
And it's becoming a part of me. And I like tell people about, but did you know that when she dated Matt Healy and everyone's like, who's that?
I just listened to a podcast about it.
Oh.
And I'm not saying, I'm not.
You did?
Yeah. But okay. It's just a pop culture podcast. And so they do talk about Taylor Swift, but not every week. They don't always, it's not only Taylor Swift.
Right.
Just so you know.
The revival of NSYNC recently has occupied a lot
that
of
that was
my,
such a fake out.
That was so rude.
I'm upset, honestly. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Bait and switch, kind of?
It was absolutely. You're like, I after like a few weeks,
yeah,
I would see, you know, TikTokers online be like, if this is all just for the Trolls movie, how dare they? And then guess what?
It was all
just for the Trolls movie. One song.
But then randomly, like I started letting that go. Mm-hmm. Letting that go. Mm-hmm. I said that weird. It shifted to all of a sudden Justin Timberlake put on a concert.
They all came out
and they all sang.
And it's like, if you would have given me that doubt carrot, if you would have just given us a little notice that this was happening,
yeah,
you know, but yeah, they're just dangling the carrot. It's frustrating. Mm-hmm. It's disheartening.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
It's inconsiderate.
It's rude. Straight up rude.
Because the only thing I've ever really fangirled on is them.
Is that thing. And they're toying with our emotions.
At least Taylor Swift. At least Taylor Swift gives the people what they want.
I hate to say this, boys, but quit playing games with my heart.
Ooh.
I don't know if that was the ultimate burn.
Probably.
But I'm keeping it in.
Well, you guys, we're happy that you guys have all found these
your
passions.
Thing.
Wish me luck with golf. I hope I dive in. I hope I end up
I hope
getting,
your boobs don't get in the way.
I hope I'm willing enough to be bad at it to get good enough at it. Because I'd like to be able to go with my husband when we're 75.
Yeah.
I'll play 9. He can play 18. And then I'll go to lunch with the ladies.
At the club.
We'll play some cards or something.
So whether or not you are dominating the conversation with your new lifestyle, or you're having to listen to someone who has.
Or you're struggling to find
your thing.
Your thing. Just remember.
Someday you'll laugh about this.
All right, you guys. Thanks for grabbing with us. We'll see you next week for a new episode.
Yep. And have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's gab. Isn't it funny how you could just look at a picture and be like, I smell the picture.
I remember those like, because you could eat them, right?
Oh, I don't
no.
think so.
Oh, no. Maybe I just thought they looked like gummy worms.
Britt, did you eat them? But I'm hoping that it's giving more like sassy, sexy rasp than sinus problems. But I'm going to guess it sounds like I have a sinus problem. It's literally over my head. Low,
you know how it feels. Yeah, it's a Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Yes, it was The Great Gatsby.
You guys,
whoa.
It was The Great Gatsby.
I really flubbed Leonardo DiCaprio and Gatsby.
How dare you?
Red leather, yellow feather.
And not all romance novels are created equal. I'm just saying if your mom's not letting you read them, there's a reason.
Yeah.
We know what she's doing. We know what her passion is. It's passion.